Hare Krishna. So till now Krishna has spoken about various aspects and characteristics of Stita Pragya, a person whose consciousness is fixed very nicely, or we can say a devotee, the characteristics of a devotee. Now Krishna is going to give an analogy, an example to understand the nature of Stita Pragya. So now let's see shloka number 70, which talks about it. It goes like this.
आपूर्यमाणम् अचल प्रतिष्ठम् समुद्रमापः प्रवश्यन्ति यद्वत् तद्वत् कामयम् प्रवश्यन्ति सर्वे स शान्तिम् आप्नोति न कामकामी.
सो हियर कृष्ण इज सेइंग दैट तद्वत् कामयम् प्रवश्यन्ति सर्वे. सो कृष्ण इज टॉकिंग अबाउट सित्तप्रज्ञ. सो व्हाट इज द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक ऑफ सित्तप्रज्ञ? सो अ पर्सन that is kamayam pravashyanti sarve, who is not disturbed by incessant flow of kama, that is desires. And now he is giving a nice analogy. Krishna says, apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudram apaha pravashyanti yadvat. So the analogy given here, the example given here, is about an ocean, samudraha, samudram apaha, pravashyanti. So there are many rivers entering the ocean, samudra apaha. But what is the speciality of samudra? Apuryamanam. The rivers are continuously flowing. It is ever getting filled. But achalam pratishtham. There is no agitation in that. Achala. It is still. And such a person who is not disturbed by incessant flow of desires, which are like the rivers flowing into the ocean, sa shantim apnoti. Such a person will be peaceful. And who will not be peaceful? Na kama kami, the one who is desiring to enjoy sense gratification or to enjoy sense objects. A person who is full of desire for enjoyment, such a person cannot be peaceful, cannot be happy. This is what the shloka talks about. Now, if you analyze this ocean and river analogy, so basically it's like a huge ocean and lots of rivers are flowing in. And it is ever getting filled. But then speciality of the ocean is that it doesn't get agitated by all these rivers flowing in. Similarly, Stita Pragya, so many desires will be flowing in. So many sense objects will come to him because of his past karma. So whatever punya he has done, accordingly all the luxury will come, all the sense objects will come. But this personality who is fixed, who is steady in his intelligence, he is not disturbed, he is not agitated. Now there are a few points which are mentioned here. As long as the material body, as long as one has the material body, the demands of the body for sense gratification will continue. Now as long as this material body is there, desire for sense gratification will be there. See, we have senses. So those have to be gratified. Something we have to eat, something we have to see, something we have to hear. So this will continue till the point we have material body. But the devotee, however, is not disturbed by such desires. What is the reason? Because of his fullness. He is completely full. Now he is completely satisfied with him. What is the reason? A Krishna conscious man is not in need of anything because the Lord fulfills all his material necessities. So a Krishna conscious man, a devotee, he doesn't have any headache of how will I get this, how will I get that. He has complete faith. And he has complete trust in Lord Shri Krishna that whatever is needed, he will provide. It will come automatically. So the only thing that he is always busy in is doing devotional service to Lord Shri Krishna. And here it is mentioned, the proof of a Krishna conscious man. So what is the proof of a Krishna conscious man? Two points are mentioned here. First one, one who has lost all inclinations for material sense gratification, although the desires are present. So desires are there, but then he is not very much interested into all that. That is material sense gratification. And second point is, he remains satisfied in the transcendental loving service of the Lord and he can remain steady like the ocean and therefore enjoy full peace. So this personality, how is he remaining so steady? How is he not getting agitated? Because he is connected to the eternal source of happiness. See, why do people do sense gratification? People do sense gratification so that they get some happiness. That is the only reason why people do any activity, to get happiness, to get satisfaction. But then people don't know where to find that eternal happiness, that full satisfaction. But Astita Pragya, a devotee, a transcendentalist, knows it very well, where to find it, at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Anyone who is connected to Lord Sri Krishna by practicing devotional service, that connection which is established with the Lord will make him fully satisfied within. And when someone is fully satisfied, why will he desire anything? Like for example, I gave this example before also. Suppose, you know, there are lots of items which were placed on the dining table and we were made to eat all that. Lots of items, say chappan bhog, 56 items. And after eating all that, when the stomach is full and it's almost filled, all the food is filled till the throat. And after that, someone comes and shows your favorite dish and he says, "This is your favorite dish, have it." And you're like, "Enough. I'm not at all attracted to any of the dishes which is my favorite now." Why? The person is completely filled within. Actually filled within at that time. But when it comes to desires, he's completely happy within, because he has attained that great satisfaction, that eternal bliss. This is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. This is the beauty of bhakti. The glory of bhakti is, anyone who practices bhakti, automatically that person becomes satisfied within. A very nice shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam. Savaipum sa paro dharmo yatho bhaktir adokshaje ahituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. Anyone who does bhakti to adokshaja, to Krishna, ahituki and apratihata, unmotivated bhakti and uninterrupted bhakti, continuously, now continuing bhakti without any motivation, without any expectation, what happens to such a person? Ahituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. Such a great soul, such a personality who is serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, suprasidati, completely satisfied. He will be completely satisfied. So, when someone is completely satisfied, when he's still within, no one can agitate that person, not even the desires and the sense objects around. This is the secret. But then what about those people who are desiring for something? There's one very nice shloka from Chaitanya Charitamrit, which says, Krishna bhakta nishkama atha eva shanta bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakaliya shanta. So Krishna bhakta is nishkam. He doesn't have any desires. He has only one desire. How can I serve Krishna better? How can I give him pleasure as much as possible? That's the only desire. And all the time he keeps thinking about that. He doesn't have any desire for himself, because Krishna takes care of him. Now, why he has to desire anything for himself? But what about the others? Prabhupada talks about bhukti mukti siddhi kami, the ones who want sense pleasure. Bhukti mukti, ones who want liberation. Siddhi, the ones who are aspiring for mystic powers. What about them? Here it is given. The fruity workers, that is bhukti, bhukti kami. Salvationist, mukti kami. And also the yogis, siddhi kami, who are after mystic powers, are all unhappy because of unfulfilled desires. Therefore, the last line says, the devotees of Krishna have no material desires and therefore they are in perfect peace. Now the question is, what do you mean by not having any material desires? Am I supposed to make my desires zero? How is it possible? Making desires zero? Or Krishna is talking about something else? What is Krishna trying to say here? What do you mean by desirelessness? Krishna is going to answer this in the next shloka. A very important shloka which talks about how can we become desireless? Or are we really expected to become desireless? Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz. And don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.